Okay, so we talked about Amazon SEO and figuring out how to get that free bump in the rankings to get more eyeballs on your book. But the question remains, how do we find what people are searching for in the first place? Unlike Google, there's not a billion tools that can help you figure it out. There is one we'll talk about briefly, but for now, we're going to try to use free hacks and free tricks to try and accumulate some data about what people are searching for. And we're going to use two tools for this. One is Amazon.com, the books page. And then the second is this template you have in your course resources, the spreadsheet, the master spreadsheet that all of you can use to fill out the kind of marketing preparation for your book. So I'm on the book page in Amazon and I'm trying to figure out, okay, what are people searching for? Tim, what do you think? Is that what kind of books should we be searching for? Money, personal finance, self-help, I don't know, tech. What do you think?
Let's do personal finance, Todd.
Personal finance. Great. I'm in the search bar and I'm gonna click on this and I'm gonna watch as Amazon fills in my data. Now, to the average person, this up here doesn't mean much. But to us, it's keyword gold. I'm looking at these autofills and I'm thinking, ah, that's interesting. Why? Because Amazon is giving me their data without explicitly giving me their data. So we're writing a personal finance book. I'm like, aha, wait a minute. People are searching these things. Amazon just isn't randomly dropping these words in here. This is actually something we can use. So I'm going to start copying these things down. So personal finance for dummies might be interesting. And as you can see, more fillers there. And I'm going to put it in my possible keywords. Okay, cool. So maybe it's not for dummies though. Maybe I'm looking for something else. Maybe it's let's see, I don't know, personal finance books. That's a really interesting. Seems like it might be competitive, but I'm copying that down as well. Personal finance for, let's see, who else? Maybe I want to get really niche and go for beginners. Yeah, personal finance for beginners. Maybe so. Maybe so. That's interesting. All right, I'm not sure I'm trusting all these. So I'm going to deploy a little hack that's known in the insider circles as the Amazon ABC trick. And the reason it's called that will be immediately obvious as you're watching this. So I'm watching, it's a personal finance book, and I'm going to try and trick this autofill into giving me some data that's going to be useful. So I'm going to go personal finance A. Okay, personal finance and investing. That's interesting. Take that, use it over here. Great. Personal finance B. Personal finance basics. Okay, that's interesting. Copying it over here. Personal finance C. Personal finance for college students. Okay, maybe so. And if I were doing my due diligence on this, I would continue through the process. Personal finance D. Okay, there's Dave's random for E. F. Anything looking good here? Four. Again, we got the fours. G. Don't know who they are, but might be interesting. H. I. In your 20s. Ah, okay. Personal finance. So maybe I am going to narrow in on this youth market, on this for beginners market. And as I'm writing, I would continue to come down through here, as you might expect, through the whole alphabet. Yep. K, L, M. Oh, didn't get the M's. N, O, P. I think they got it, unless they want to sit here and watch me read off the alphabet for the rest of this lesson. But that's where it starts. I go for my basic genre and then I start with the ABC. But personal finance isn't the only way that people describe that, right? Like maybe they'd use a different word. So I'll come at this from a different angle. And I'll go, money. Money A, money B. Okay, money books. Ah, might be. And as you can see, it's already autofilling the rest of this for kids, for teens, and going down the line. Money C, money D, money E, and again, money education, money explained. All of these are potential buys for my book. And now, instead of just money, which is a obviously broad keyword that anyone can get because it has so many branches, and I'll show you what I'm talking about here. When I just search money, let's look at what comes up. A host of heavily promoted ads, first of all, and then dynamite dominant books. We got Tony Robbins, we got Morgan Housel, who's an economist. We've got this ad that this is a product ad that's thrown in there. We've got Jacob Goldstein. We've got all of these books that, man, I don't know if I want to compete with that. But if I niche down and look at one of the other ones we do, maybe money education, maybe this would be different. Ah, interesting. We're seeing a whole new type of book. Like, look at this, 65 reviews, not as shiny of a cover. Some different things going on here. And yeah, we've got psychology of money again, but think about this. If you're targeting money education versus just money, you're immediately in a different place. There are fewer ways, fewer people for you to compete with. And that's the importance of this keyword stuff and why you want to take some time to go through the Amazon ABC trick and to try and figure out some different angles to go with your book. Naturally, Tim, we haven't even written this book yet. So what we might want to do is just check out some of these keywords. And actually, let's use one we've already made. Personal finance and investing. Maybe people won't type that many words. So it's going to be a little less competitive is what I think. And this book, probably pretty dominant. But again, let's think about what we know. Okay, wait a minute. Personal finance and investing. The first thing Amazon looks at and weights is this term in the title or the subtitle. It's not present here, which means that this book is probably selling lights out, but it is present here. So this is the number two ranking. And just for context, usually the number one ranking gets about 70, 80% of the clicks, while the number two ranking gets 20 to 30% of the clicks. The number three ranking always gets under 10% of the clicks. And past that, you might as well forget it because Tim, as you know, people like to search and click and buy. They don't necessarily, or read. They don't necessarily like to scroll forever. And so that's a simple look at how you can start to generate some of these keywords and test what's out there. The further you go in these terms, the more likely you are to find a search tactic that's not being too targeted. Obviously, this For Dummies is a brand, so that's going to be tough to crack. But maybe something like money education for kids. Maybe that would be less so. I'm seeing a lot of ads here, which makes me nervous. And actually, it's bumping me out of the books and into main products now. So that's definitely not something I would want to target. So in short, that's the quick and dirty way to kind of get behind the scenes on Amazon search and take a little bit of their hard-earned data to use for your own gain. So Tim, that's the process. Boring, but secret. Any thoughts on that? Any takeaways from what's getting your attention?
Yeah, I think what I learned there, Todd, is that if you use some of these longer keywords, there's definitely less competition. But there's also, we just saw in that money example, you know, the number three book, I think it was, had 16 reviews. So not a hugely popular book. And none of them in the list actually had the search term in their title or subtitle. So all I would have to do to beat these people would be write a good book and put that search term in my book title or subtitle, and potentially yes, I could beat them. Yes. The other thing I'm getting is that what we learned in the uploading part of the course was that the average person just uses one word keywords like money, business, etc. And all that does is throw you in the basket with all the Tony Robbins and Dave Ramseys of the world that you're never going to be able to beat. And that's why most people fail on Amazon. And all you've done is said, hey, with like a tiny bit of playing around with the search bar, you can potentially find slightly longer keywords where there's hardly any competition and sort of build your book business that way. And that seems very smart to me. And I wasn't aware it was that simple.
Yeah, absolutely. And so if it's obviously the four dummies thing is dominant, but if we look about, money, education, like you could literally write a book called Money Education, knowing that that's the most heavily weighted term in Amazon. And odds are you'd have a pretty good shot at rising to the top of this, because I'm looking for education in these titles, not seeing it. Not sort of, but it's backwards, right? So Amazon and the money is here, education is sort of here, but that exact string, Amazon, or those exact two words, that's what Amazon is going to be looking for. And again, that's why if I search this, I know that I'm going to be towards the top. Now, I had to scroll past there because we're searching in the all category instead of the books category. But don't underestimate doing this keyword research and then writing a book with the exact title. And I think, Tim, that's probably the biggest takeaway for me as far as like what you can learn before you even write your book to have the best chance to rise to the top.
Yeah, Todd, I think if I was writing a Bitcoin book, for example, with what I just learned, I would probably call the book something like Money Education Using Bitcoin.
Nice, yep. Cool.
So I've got that great keyword, but my book is not just about money education, it's about Bitcoin. But I've sort of linked together the niche topic of my book with a keyword in the title. Yes. And again, it's a bad name for a book, but you can see where I'm heading with this, right? Like, what are the options that I could use?
Yeah, exactly. And that's the whole game, is trying to give yourself the best chance at selling a book before you even write it. Cool. Any other thoughts, or else we'll wrap this one up?
Just the last one I would say is, if you don't want to destroy the name of your book with the keyword piece, use the subtitle. Yep. Us writers are less romantic about subtitles, then plonk the keyword in the subtitle. That'll help. So that's my last thought.
Absolutely. And one little known fact about Amazon, if you upload a book and have a certain title and change it, Amazon will delete all your reviews because it's assuming that's a different book. But if it's a subtitle for an ebook, you can change that as many times as you want. I altered this thing to try and find the perfect match between the right keywords and the search volume that showed me some natural organic sales through Amazon SEO, and found one I liked. And so don't be afraid to, I agree, that's perfect. Don't be afraid to tweak that subtitle and get the right keywords in there so you can show your book up as often as possible. Cool. With that, Tim and I will see you in the next lesson.